As we know, it's appropriate to wear a yarmulke when at all possible. Rav Moshe Feitz is a tshuva at work, sometimes might be permitted to remove the yarmulke if necessary to keep a job, but certainly Moshe writes that when you're going to work and coming from work, you should wear a yarmulke. The question I want to ask is the obligation to wear yarmulke halacha mi'ikar hadin, or is it simply a custom? And where this comes up is, let's say you're davening, and then let's say a man is davening, then he realizes after he finishes davening, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. Does he have to daven again? And that may relate to the question of whether it's simply a nice custom, very appropriate that you should wear a yarmulke when you daven, but if you don't, your davening is still valid. Or do we say no, that it's an iser gomor, it's a complete prohibition not to wear a yarmulke during davening, such that if you don't wear the yarmulke, then your davening is invalid. The Maharshal in Simon Ayin Beis states, in a situation where someone is rosho kaved, I guess he has a headache, is he allowed to sit and eat with Begila Rosh, with his head uncovered? And he concludes that if you wear, he believes that it's a midas chasidus, and he says if you just put, let's say, your hand covering your head, if you don't have something else, and you just put your hand, if you just put your hand to cover your head, then that would be sufficient, biprat bakrai ba'alma, and only in a temporary situation. He wants to say this may relate to a question of Masechet Sofrim, whether someone who is a pocheach, that someone who, let's say, he's wearing shorts, his legs are uncovered, or his garments are ripped, and perhaps if his head is uncovered, can you recite the Kriyat Shema or not? But the Marshal comes out with the position that it's a Midas Chasidus. On the other hand, the Taz, in Or Chaim Simon Ches, Seif Katan Gimel, he says, forget about davening in general. There's an Isser, there's a prohibition, absolute prohibition, to uncover your head. Why? Because it's a Choku Akshav Beina Akum, She'osim Kein Tamim Techav, She'yoshvim Porkim Me'alei Makova, that it's almost like a law among the non-Jews. The non-Jews where he lived were Christians. And what would they do? When they would sit down, they would take off their hats. And therefore, he says, this is Bechlal of Bechukos Seimel Teilechu. This is a Torah violation of Bechukos Seimel Teilechu when you remove your hat or your yarmulke. Again, certainly in the days of the Taz, he makes that argument. Would he make the same argument nowadays? Not so clear. In other words, maybe back then, in the days of the Taz, it was seen as a religious gesture to remove your hat when you went into a room. But maybe nowadays there might not be a violation in Bechukos Seimel Teilechu. But in any case, that's what the Taz writes in Or HaChaim Simon Ches Seif Katan Gibel. The Ber HaGra in Or HaChaim Simon Ches Seif Beis, he takes the view as Ein Iser Klal B'Rosh Megula, that there is no prohibition with an uncovered head. Rak lifnei hagedolim v'chein beis hatfilah. However, if you're in front of great people or during davening, nachon hadavar mitzad ha-musar, you should. It's appropriate to do so from a. It's a mitzad musar. It's appropriate to do so. To shari yom likdoshim shalom lifnei Hashem tamim. And certainly the rest of the day for holy people stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously. It's appropriate certainly to wear a yarmulke, but there's no absolute iser me'ikar hadin, and therefore it would seem, according to the Ber HaGra and the Marashal at the very least, that if some of your yarmulke fell, you didn't realize, and you finished davening and you realize your yarmulke fell off, that you, probably the davening counts because it's a minhag, and therefore that would not invalidate the davening. Rav Moshe Feitz in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Siman Mem disagrees, and Rav Moshe Feitz has a novel approach. And he says the following, that essentially, that nowadays, he says, that where the non-Jews, when they come to Davin, they specifically go with an uncovered head. And they say their prayer specifically with an uncovered head. That it should be an Isser Gomer Midoraisa, it should be a Torah prohibition to Davin with Gilui Rosh, with an uncovered head. And even though perhaps one can argue on the Svara of the Taz, that, you know, where the Taz wrote that, you know, in general, the people took off their hats in general. So and that was a religious gesture hundreds of years ago. Maybe that doesn't apply, but to take off your hat specifically while you're praying, the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, that is a religious gesture. And therefore, to go into a shul without a head covering, and he says, that's tefillah sotoeva, then your prayer is an abomination. V'tzarech lachzor lispal, then you should repeat the davening. You should daven again. So in other words, maybe what the Taz said doesn't apply nowadays in general, removing your hat in general as a religious gesture. But during davening, to remove your head covering, that is viewed as a religious gesture in the context of tefillah. And if you daven without a yarmulke, so then your tefillah is a toeva, it's an abomination, and therefore you should daven again. However, other poskim disagree. Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Elichos Shlomo says that you don't have to do that, because he says nowadays Christians don't remove their head coverings as a matter of religious principle. Maybe that used to have been done out of conviction, but now it's just it's more of a social thing that they do. Additionally, it would not, obviously you should wear a yarmulke, but if for some reason yarmulke fell off, you would not have to repeat the davening. The Avad Yosef also has a tshuva where he disagrees. And Avadi Yosef explains that b'chukosem lo teilechu is only violated if you do something with the intention to imitate the non-Jews. What do you do here? You daven, and by accident, your yarmulke, you didn't realize your yarmulke had flown off your head. So that's not that, because it's not done intentionally, you didn't even know that you weren't wearing a yarmulke. So therefore, you couldn't have violated b'chukosem lo teilechu. And therefore, he would disagree also with Rav Moshe Feinstein, say that you would not have to daven again if your yarmulke fell off your head.